May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I hope this word is going to make sense to you. It makes sense to me, so I'm going to have fun, and I may be the only one who does. But I just don't know. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help me explain it well. When God created man, he created us out of the dust of the earth. And then it says he breathed life into, and the word there is the Spirit. So you have this combination of dust, our humanity, plus the breath of deity that makes humans uniquely different than any other creature. And so in some ways, we came out of the heart of God. Our very existence came out of the earth. Our birthing came out of the earth. But the roles are reversed in light of the fall, and now the birthing or the rebirthing of all of creation flows out of the hope of the rebirthing of the children, the sons and daughters of God. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but the will of him, God, who subjected it," the curse, "in hope." Isn't it interesting how God does that? Even when he subjected creation into futility, the results of the fall, he did it by seeding it with hope. I need to understand this. Every situation in your life that you're going through, so everybody pay attention to this. This is a good Christmas gift to you. Everything that you're going through, no matter what it might be, the creation was subjected to futility because of the activity of the enemy, because of the fall of man, and yet God was still in control. And it says he subjected the earth creation to futility, but he did it in hope. Anything that you're going through, enemy's attack, your sin, God's already seeded that thing with hope. Alrighty? And it's the hope that glory will somehow be manifested in that and through that. Okay? It says, again, he subjected the whole creation into futility in hope that the creation itself also would be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And he says here, he says, when all of creation was cursed and he subjected it to futility, he did it in hope. And the hope is that they'll get to share in the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, already having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. In other words, the new birth being completed when we get our new bodies. For in hope we've been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what does one also hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. It's interesting scriptures. The whole rebirthing of creation now is an upside down birthing process. Creation gave birth to us. We're now giving birth to creation. There's a collective consciousness to all creation. To all creation. And it says that all creation groans in its fallenness, waiting for the hope so they can participate in the hope of the revealing of the glory of the children of God. And all the creations, it's like they're birthing child pains. See, the thing about, I've never had a child. I'm really grateful. And if I'd have had one, I would have had one. And then whoever had subjected me to that, I would hate them forever, but I would never have another one. Oh, man, God knew what he was doing. He didn't let men give birth to babies. Wow. But in the midst of all the pain, there is some transcendent thing going on, that there is this child coming. There's a hope that helps you survive this. And then insanely, after the woman gets over, after a few months, she like brings it up like, let's have another one. I'm thinking, don't you remember the names you called me when you had that first one? Actually, Livia, she was in labor for 36 hours. We took her to the hospital and they sent us home. Because of her handicap, she's crooked, and so Woody kept kind of hitting this brick wall, this light wall. And because they had actually told us she'd never be able to give birth naturally. Now, Woody was born naturally. And they sent us home. And then after going through anguish and me having a paper bag over my face because I was hyperventilating, I got her back in the car. I walked in and said, she's not going home. I don't care where you put her, but she's not going back to my house. So that's just extra. So I sort of understand the childbirth pain stuff. But the whole creation collectively is going through that suffering, looking for rebirth. But you see, us, we've experienced the first fruits of new birth. And what we carry with us that impregnates, that seeds all creation, is hope in the glory of God. Because we have the foretaste. We have the first fruits of the glory of God. Momentary light afflictions are already producing in us an eternal weight of glory, Scripture says. If you have died and your life is hidden with Christ and God, now in Christ, which your life is revealed in you, you'll be revealed with him in glory. We're already sharing Christ in you, the hope of glory. You and I are creation's hope. We seed collective creation with hope. We carry and release the hope of new birth, glory to come, transformation completed. That's your calling. Period. Whether you're what you speak and what you declare, who you stand in front of, the conversation that you have, you and I are called to carry and release hope of new creation. We're the seeded new creation that seeds all of creation. Notice what it says. There's this union that all of creation is waiting to enter into the glory of the revealing of the sons of God that we carry with us. And so the question, the Lord, is like, do you carry hope, Chuck? Are you carrying hope today? Are you releasing hope in the conversations that you have, in the places you go, in the attitude that you carry with you that seeds? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If we're called to live by faith, if you don't have the foundational soil of hope, you can't live by faith. You can't just create faith. Faith just comes out of the soil of a hope that you always carry with you. It's not a personality type, y'all. Christ in you is the hope of glory. If Christ is in you, you've got to work hard at suppressing hope. The manifestation of his presence, glory. His presence gone public. That's glory. We carry that with us. And so I just encourage you in this Christmas season, and there are two things that women carry that are anguish, that carry a lot of anguish, childbirth and Christmas. Oh my God, why would you do Thanksgiving to Christmas? Women, why would you do this to yourselves? Let's just go buy Godiva chocolate, or let's go to the Chinese restaurant. Why would you put yourself, because you're so much fun. If it's so much fun, how come you're not spreading a bunch of fun when I'm around you? Doesn't feel like fun. This isn't a survival test. It's a survival test for me. Jeez, so let me just say this to you. Whatever you're walking in, you have the right and the calling to live in hope. And we change the world around us. We do. Among the broken, among the sick, among the desperate, among the poor, we release hope. We seed all of creation with hope. As creation's groaning in futility, they find hope as they brush up against the children of God, that God's glory will win out, will manifest in the end. Amen? Amen. I'm the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. That makes sense? Sort of? Okay. I have hope that it made sense.